This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Had another one of those weird days in show prep today. But before we get into that, let me apologize to the affiliates that carry the show. We had some audio quality issues yesterday we couldn't resolve. And I don't know what happened, number one. And number two, I had issues in the second hour that made us have to repeat the show. And I hope I don't run into the same problem today, but I had issues talking. I know that sounds pretty weird, but I was struggling yesterday, and my voice finally gave out, believe it or not. So I'm going to have to get that checked out. I'm okay. I don't want anybody thinking, oh, Kevin's gone. The Woo Flu killed him. It isn't like that. Anyway, they impeached Donald Trump. It was more symbolism than anything for Pelosi. Only president in history to be impeached twice. I think it's a badge of honor. I think everything that's happening to Trump, at some point history is going to look at this and say, man, what happened to that country? At this point, I can only imagine that that Trump and his family are saying, screw you. Just forget about it. We did everything we could to make this country better. And there are people who just don't want to do it. Their own self-interest, their self-interest in power and money have sold out the country. And Trump told him, he says, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you're doing with the censorship and these companies getting together in cabals, because it's going to come back to bite you. 10 Republicans joined the Democrats. Take down their names. Know who they are and get them out. Anybody that would want to impeach Donald Trump because of the Capitol violence that occurred, as if he did it, that would be like impeaching Joe Biden because of the stuff that BLM did. He didn't participate. Now, you'd have a better case for that than you would against Donald Trump. This is insanity. And I know we keep using those words and all that. It is insanity, and we have to get away from insanity. When do we finally go, you know what? We're going to bring sanity back. When do you have an intervention with the Democrats and say, enough is enough? Either you seek treatment or we cut you off. Well, I think that's where we are, America. We were talking about, I was visiting some friends. I'll tell a story about them. I won't say their names, but while I was over there, my buddy cracked my back, and his lovely wife does a lot of work for us. Beautiful people, beautiful home, and was happy to get a chance to visit with them. But anyway, we were talking about, what do you do? How do you get away from leftism? Like DuckDuckGo is a browser you can use that doesn't track all your stuff, and you're not going to get kicked off. Google will regulate the crap out of you. DuckDuckGo won't. And then once you get off the browser, where do you go for social media? Now, a lot of people were on Parler, right? We put a lot of effort into Parler. Well, according to Parler's CEO, Parler may never come back. Yeah. Now, the Gab guy did a really cool thing. He grabbed all of Trump's tweets while they were trying to shut him down on Twitter, and he put them over on his site and said, come on over here, Mr. President. So Gab, talk about one-upping the competition. He did a great job on that. Now, we're involved with Spreely, Spreely, Speak Freely. And I think it's going to be a player. It's more like Facebook. But the point is, you'll have a place to go to get off their networks. So that's happening. We're going to give you stuff to divest from Hollywood. It isn't quite ready yet. I mean, there are movies up, and we're changing the site, but probably in a day or so, you should check out theflickfest.com. You're going to be able to watch movies over there, movies that you haven't seen. You won't have to support the machine anymore. There are many things that we're going to be putting out. There are companies that don't want your business. They said, hey, we don't care about you conservatives. You stormed the Capitol. We don't want your business. Okay. Don't give them your business. It's a very simple concept. Kevin, I don't want to do business with you. Oh, well, then no problem. Oh, well, yeah, you will do business with me or because, well, no. Just go, hey, whoever. I said this the other day. No harm, no foul. You might make delicious Doritos. I'll just go eat regular chips that are flavored from another company that has a no name. There's always somebody in the wings waiting to give you a product or a service that somebody thinks that they are so big and so bad. You gotta have it. Look, I'm a Heinz ketchup eating son of a gun. But in a pinch, I'll eat some Del Monte. You know what I'm saying? I'll go from ketchup to catsup if I have to. I'll even make my own. You can do it, you know. You can make your own ketchup if you choose to. It'll be very close. I've tried the recipe for Heinz ketchup. But there are ways and there are things we can do, and they may seem small, but they're an incremental. But when 80 million Trump supporters do it, it's a big deal. Well, Mitch McConnell's not going to let this impeachment go any further, even though there were rumors Mitch McConnell was I haven't decided if I'm going to move forward with the impeachment. First of all, they weren't going to get 67 senators to agree. So that's number one. And number two said McConnell said he wasn't going to do it. Now, I don't know whether the information about McConnell is true or not true because, you know, they may have just been trying to get us mad at Mitch McConnell saying he's debating on whether to impeach the president. How can you impeach somebody when he didn't have any, he never made any direct statement that said, I want you guys to go do violence in the Capitol. I mean, look at what Hillary Clinton got off for. She had classified documents. I'll get it out. She had classified documents on her server. She had all these things going on. And at the end of the day, Comey says, well, we didn't know her intent. Really? Well, here's the thing. We know the president's intent. He didn't want any violence. He said it. Was that not enough for you? Not for Democrats. See, because it's not about impeaching Trump. It's about getting you. They want to stamp him out. Have you seen what New York, the Trump family is leaving New York. New York has said, we're not going to do any business with Trump. Why? This is an ex-president. Somebody who should be admired, whether you like him or not. Barack Obama is a pike. He's the worst president ever, and these people laud this clown. He's done nothing except milk America. We'll be back, folks.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
They are milking this capital breach for all it's worth. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Thanks for paying attention. Thanks for being plugged in, a plugged-in conservative American, the person who should be proudly conservative, the people who make this country work, the people who follow the rules, proudly conservative. And if you happen to be a Christian, which I tend to put with conservatism, because you have some form of religious belief. You might be Jewish, in which case Judeo-Christian values, as we like to say, then even better. People want to demean you. They want to make you feel better. They want to gaslight you right now. Demand that you make Biden legit. You know that Biden won legitimately. He gaslighting this country to make you feel bad. Like you've done something wrong. You haven't done anything wrong, but they want you to feel like it. How dare you let Donald Trump serve 4 years? He should have served 8.
But don't feel like losers, folks, because I'm going to tell you something. They aren't getting away with it. I don't know when we get our comeuppance, but I know this. I will work tirelessly to make it happen. I'm looking for all kinds of ways to make sure that you guys know how to get around all this stuff. To stay up. Do not get down. That's what they want. They want to demoralize you. They want to make you think your situation is hopeless. Let me tell you something, folks. You're not in a concentration camp. They're not building gas chambers where they're going to walk you in and the dust will be, it'll look like it was a volcanic eruption. We're not there. We're not anywhere close. In fact, we still lead this country because you get up and go to work every day and you have the power of economics behind you. Actually, you have two things behind you. You probably have a strong belief in a higher power that's going to get you through. It's going to give you the path, light your path, and you have your intuition, your intellect, and the things that you do to make a living every day to keep this country running. See, the people that they have on their side are the people that are sucking off of America. They're on welfare. They got their handouts for something. They're conniving to get something. And when you start pulling your dollars back and you start thinking about where your money goes, you'll find out they'll come back for you. Here's what I would say to the leftists out there. If you won legitimately, why are you trying so hard to convince somebody? See, we're the Usain Bolts of politics. When we win, we come across the finish line, pumping our chest and pointing up to the score, to the board that shows what time we ran. That's how we win, because we leave no doubt we won. It isn't about illegitimacy, but theirs are illegitimate. I mentioned I spent time with friends of mine the other day. I'm not going to say their names, but thanks for the back cracking, buddy. And thanks for setting it all up, sister girl. You know who I'm talking about. Anyway, my friends, it's a couple, the male of the family, they were going to go visit his mother and father. And they were telling me about it. And he says, you know, my mom and pops are big time Democrats, staunch Democrats, especially the mom. And they're proud that Biden won. There's pride for them. He says they believe the hype. They believe Biden won legitimately. And I said, well, ask her how she felt in 2008 about Obama. And then ask her how she felt about Biden. And then ask her if she believes that the passion for Biden was 12 million votes stronger than that of Obama in 2008. See, that's a test of her to say, hey, you know, it isn't us going, you can't believe. It isn't that. It's saying, Mom, let me ask you this. How'd you feel about Obama in 2008? Oh, my gosh, man. Okay, and how'd you feel about Biden in 2020? Okay, well, Biden beat Obama, 2008 Obama, by 12 million votes. Do you believe that he had that much more passion and support than Obama? And if you can answer yes to that, then yeah, I'll concede that Biden won. You can tell that to any leftist you want. And let me tell you, unless they're lying to your face, they'll go, yeah, there's a cheat. Because you can't rationalize that. Even if Biden got the same number of votes as Barack Obama did in 2008, you couldn't rationalize that. You'd go, well, I mean, I guess there's a little bit of a growth that occurs in the people in each election cycle, so I can account for that. Okay, great. Account for the growth, and you might get to those numbers. You might get to 68 million, 69 million. But you're not going to get to 82. So that's the problem they have. And see, the supporters of the Democratic Party don't understand this, and nobody really wants to tell them in a way that I'm about to tell you now. They are complicit in crimes against humanity. These wealthy suburban whites have never been confronted with their crimes. And let me explain what I mean by that, because you're thinking, Kevin, you're calling, you know, your friend's mom a criminal. Yeah, I am. No, not in the classic sense. See, the problem with these rich white folks is they don't see the damage that they do. There's no consequences for them in the black community. They're isolated from it. I mean, I'm sitting in a luxurious home of a man and a woman, and my friend, his parents live as well as they do, perhaps better. And they're isolated. These people are so far removed from the life that I live. And my little life growing up in a lower middle class neighborhood in San Antonio, Texas, is nothing compared to some of the lives that I've touched with people that we've gotten adopted or whatever. I go to see these kids and I'm going, holy crap, I lived like freaking Trump compared to them. These kids were in squalor. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to go into some of the places I've been where I just shook my head and went, you got to be kidding. People live this way? And I grew up poor. But here's the point. These rich white suburbanite Democrats think they're pulling the lever and they're helping people every time they pull the lever because nobody confronts them with the real story. They must be made to see their crimes, to see these black communities devastated. They got to see these schools and the outcome where kids come out and they don't even have educations. They're just being rushed through by the teachers' unions that don't give a crap about them. The dumbing down of these kids, the businesses, or I should say the lack thereof. Go to a black neighborhood. I can tell you the businesses are going to be there. You're going to have bail bondsmen's. You're going to have a chicken shack. You're going to have a self car wash. You're going to have a cash express place, a little shop to where you can get some food here and there. You're not going to have Whole Foods and these beautiful Starbucks and these beautiful neighborhoods. You're not going to have any of that. You're going to have a washateria. That's what they call it, a laundromat, a washateria. These people and I have been confronted with the crime in these neighborhoods, the prison population growth, the homelessness in these neighborhoods, and the helplessness of the people. And they buy into it. They think they're doing good. Shameful.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $1,400 per person checks be sent to households to supplement the $600 direct payments approved in December. Biden's plan also helps out state and local governments. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls reacts to that part of Biden's proposal.
States have to balance their budget. The federal government doesn't. So AOC and now Joe Biden are going to the big piggy bank in the sky that prints nonstop money.
Old man winter impacting millions of Americans as they face blizzard-like conditions in the Midwest. High winds and heavy snow forcing blizzard warnings to be issued from Minnesota to Missouri. Up to a half foot of snow already being reported in parts of Iowa. You're listening to USA Radio News. Travelers boarding flights to Washington, D.C. ahead of the inauguration will be facing extra security on all major airline carriers. United, American, Southwest, and Delta all making the changes. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian telling CNBC his airline will add other security measures at airports across the country.
Well, one thing we're going to do is we're going to not allow anyone to check a firearm into any of the Metro D.C. airports starting this weekend and carrying it through the next week unless you are law enforcement and you're authorized to be carrying one.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined a $1.9 trillion spending bill that includes $400 billion for vaccinations and reopening schools. Biden's plan would also extend and expand unemployment benefits and raise the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was talking about my friend going to visit his mom, and she's a staunch Democrat, and just things to ask and things to confront them with and to make them understand how bad their vote is for the Democrats and what it does, the devastation that it's wreaked on America and the world, for that matter. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I wish I could argue with every Democrat who supported Biden. See, a lot of you, you're right in the sense that people don't listen to you because you don't have enough melanin in your skin. But I'm a black kid who grew up poor, raised by my grandparents, my grandmother in particular. My grandfather raised me, too. I don't want to leave him out. He was a great man in his own way. He didn't do anything spectacular in life, but he taught me a lot about life. Anyway, I was raised by my grandparents. My mother died. My father was in prison, so he couldn't raise me. And I'm glad he was in prison, because if he had raised me, I'd be a criminal. That dude, he didn't know any better. And as a kid, you see what you see, so you do it. I would have been an amazing criminal along the lines of Lex Luthor or somebody. I would have called myself Lex Luthor Vandross. If I could only sing like Luthor. Anyway, I witnessed firsthand the devastation in the black community by Democrats. They wanted it for me. Well, they tried to convince me that, you know, I was a victim of something, and I just was lucky. I was raised by grandparents who were Democrats, but they instilled in me this idea that, boy, you ain't got no excuses. You better be better than white kids. You better be better. That was my grandmother's speech to me. And it wasn't meant to be racist. I tell people that. It was meant to just be, You don't have any excuses. You better be better than them white kids. I was like, oh, well, I better be. So I studied hard, yada, yada, yada. Anyway, these people that I want to talk to, I want to say to them, do you believe that there's a thing as white privilege? And they go, yeah. I go, really? So you're racist enough to believe that by virtue of your birthright, you're better than I am? And look at them. As a stone cold, hard looking black man to serve some time. No, I'm kidding. But I would. I would put on my I serve time in the pen face, and I'd look at him and say, do you understand how racist you have to be to believe that you are born with a privilege over me? No, Kevin, I'm trying to help. Help what? Help me with what? Help me to understand that, oh, Kevin, your family suffered slavery and the lack of civil rights. Well, what has that got to do with you? Please explain. Great. My ancestors suffered slavery and civil rights. Let me tell you something. My mom, who I only knew for a very short amount of time before she died, I guarantee you my mom wouldn't give a crap about slavery and the lack of civil rights. She was a strong black woman who was raising two little knothead kids after she divorced my deadbeat father, and she would have never let us have an excuse for anything. And here's what I would say to these white folks that believe in white privilege. I'd say, do you honestly believe that you should be telling a generation of black kids, generation after generation, that they are born into a birthright of oppression by virtue of the color of their skin? You racist? How dare you try to tell my kids that they are born in a oppression, they can't accomplish anything, they're stupid, the world is going to be against them. Would you ever say that to your own kid? Of course you wouldn't. You wouldn't advise anybody like that. If you were mentoring a kid, you wouldn't say that. If you were mentoring a black kid, you would never say that to them. And yet, that's what they say. As a rule, that's what they're saying. And you know what, conservatives listening to me? We can't sell that. We can't go to Democrats and say, why are you constantly demoralizing blacks? Why are you constantly making them feel like they're less than anybody else? Would you do this to your kids? But see, we don't know how to sell it. We can't get the word out. When I was talking to my friends, I said, you know the thing that bothers me the most? It has nothing to do with ego. It's the fact that I come on this show every day, for the most part. I've missed a few days for you purists out there. But over the last 11 years, I have given you the best advice for kicking the crap out of leftism. And I'm going to jump on my high horse. Better than Limbaugh, better than Levin, better than Hannity, better than Laura Ingraham, better than Mike Savage, better than all of them. And I don't have a voice. Oh, I know. A few people know me here and there. But if I had one thing, I was telling them, I said, go back. People are going to go back one day and listen to the stuff that I have talked about on this show over the last 11 years. They're going to find it somewhere in some, you know, the nether regions of Neptune, because some little elite, some little alien UFO has captured my signal. And they're up there going, you must listen to Kevin Jackson. His sanity is impeccable. His logic is unimpeachable. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, they're going to listen to these shows and play them back for the universe. And people are going to go, what a treasure. Now, y'all might think I'm being egotistical, but I'm not. I'm not trying to be. We have dropped some serious jewels and bombs on this show. And let me just put it to you this way. What I just told you is enough. If we work that strategy alone, we would crush the left. I have a group called Seeking Educational Excellence. You know what we tell? How do you push back on somebody who's seeking educational excellence? Number one. But that group, we go after leftism, and I tell people all the time, the education system is racist. It's owned by the Democrats. And the question you should be asking yourself is, why isn't anybody giving a crap? Why haven't we turned it on the Democrats of how racist they are in education? I can prove it. Go to the site, seekingeducationalexcellence.org. Look at what we talk about. I have a video up that tells you exactly how diversity, equity, and inclusion is a ruse to get black kids to go to school, bring all that money, drop out bigger than any, more than any other group, have debt more than any other group, and rinse and repeat every year. If the Republicans owned that, they'd be putting it on Trump. They'd call it Trump University, and they would make them shut it down. But we keep it open. We feed it. Oh, we need to have another bond and issue on education. And what do? We fork it over. It's to the point now where there's a bond initiative on education. You might as well just say it's going to get voted in. The system is as rigged as it was in getting Joe Biden 82 million mostly fraudulent votes. Yep. Anyway, we are where we are. And I just, you know, not for myself. I don't give a, if the message that I was putting out could be done through another person, I would gladly do it. Let them say the message, because this is not about my ego. The flat out truth of the matter is that I know how to convey this message to a leftist where they cannot argue with me, and I deliver it with enough conviction where they know that guy ain't backing down. And for the record, if I have to go to blows with you over my conviction, I will happily do it. I will happily take it to the streets, as they say. We got to have people with conviction. We got a bunch of weak-kneed sissies that claim to be our representatives, and they are not representing you. They're racist. They're sexist. They're homophobic. They're all the things they accuse you of, and they claim to be representing you. They are turncoats. They will stab you in the back as soon as look at you. And we put them in office every single year. Billions of dollars given to people that are not going to represent you. They're going to cave. They're going to fold like a Hollywood stage chair the minute it going gets tough. And I got to admit, I'm a little disappointed in Trump. I wish he'd pulled the trigger on the Insurrection Act. I wish he had declared a state of emergency and canceled this election and let the chips fall where they may. I don't know why he didn't do it. The reality, folks, has set in with me that a cabal of very powerful people have turned this country into a banana republic. But be not dismayed. I have a few people who were down about everything. They contacted me. Kev, man, you sure this or this or that? I said, man, look, I agree. I did. I believe what I believe because I believe that Trump would take it to the fullest extent. But he didn't. But more of you, probably 5-1, are contacting me saying, Kevin, I'm determined to get these people back. What do we got to do? How do we convene? I had some very powerful people call me on this very issue. They can do what they want to Trump, folks, but he is a hero to millions, and it's not going to go away. We're not going to let you sell your MAGA shirts. Trust me when I tell you this. The Confederate flag ain't got nothing on MAGA. You're going to watch people say, you got to take all your MAGA merchandise down or we will get rid of your account. Go for it. Because you know what? There'll be somewhere else you can buy MAGA. You think they can't sell Confederate flags? You think they're not selling Confederate flags? Please. But they're going to try to break us. And as long as you remind them of that every day Trump is a hero, it will drive the Democrats crazy. So do it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Here's a bit of a conundrum for you people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You may feel like you lost the war, but you only lost the battle. And there are more battles to come. See, the war is looming. And the sooner that you realize this is a war, the quicker you'll start to see wins. Now, there's a conundrum there because I'm saying you lost the battle, but you didn't lose the war. But you did lose the war because you didn't realize you were in a war. But now, I hope you're starting to recognize that the war is on. See, the left isn't playing this like it's some game of chess and we're going to start over again. This is war to them. Are you recognizing that?
The number of companies that pulling out, oh, look at what they did with the Capitol. Look at what these conservatives are doing. They're demonizing you. They need to have you be the abject enemy. I mean, nobody can doubt that you are the enemy. You're dangerous. You're uncontrollable, because when they start pulling in the troops, when they start saying, we got to take their guns, what are you going to do with these crazy people out there? These are people that voted for Trump. We got to take their kids, because they're raising kids in the same way. We have to step in. It's for the public good. Don't think I'm kidding. We got to put them away. These people need to be reeducated, as if they haven't done a crappy enough job in the education system already. You've got zombies walking out there that don't understand how this works. With the Electoral College, don't understand the Electoral College, don't understand. They don't understand basic civics. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Don't be surprised if in 100 years or so, this country's children raised under Trump wage war against an oppressive regime, much like the Hollywood movies talk about. Have you seen Terminator? Where Reese has to come back to save the world? You better hope there's a time machine. I've asked this question before. We sit at the seat of government with a guy like Trump, a smart guy who's got everything at his disposal, and he couldn't drain the swamp. Where are the declassified docs? They say, oh, he's going to release all these information about the Chinese Wu flu. Who cares? We know where it originated. It came from the Wuhan labs in China. And they put it on this economy, and the Democrats use it as a reason for mail-in ballots that they'd already been planning on doing anyway, so they could steal an election. Hundreds of thousands more ballots received than voters. And people are still acting as if this is a legit, the other side wants to pretend. They're not. They know it's not true. They want to pretend that it's a legit election. This is insanity. How about you declassify some real documents? Declassify files on Schiff and Nadler and the Clinton Foundation and what Obama did and these connections to Benghazi and Fast and Furious and a host of other things. Where are Hillary Clinton's emails? When does the Ghislaine Maxwell trial begin? Where is Ghislaine Maxwell and what does she know? Why haven't we heard a word about her? Jeffrey Epstein had all kinds of files on people. Are you kidding me? We got all kinds of clandestine. Look, I've seen enough spy movies to know we could send in the Delta Force to go find this information and get it out if we want it. The tapes that the FBI took from Epstein's New York City mansion. Where's that? Where's all this stuff that would connect Democrats to pedophiles? A movie was submitted to our film festival at the Flick Fest. It talks about the child sex trafficking. It's unbelievable what I learned watching this movie, this little short that was submitted. It's a disgusting thing that happens in this world. And let me tell you, people high in our government, they are participants. That's just one of the things. They are participants in the actual want to destroy the black community, to keep black folks stupid, working menial jobs. They are complicit. We've been fortunate that we figured out ways around it, because that's what the black condition does. It makes you figure out ways around stuff. We've worked around being slaves. We worked around being oppressed. And we're working around oppression right now, and the sad part is most blacks don't even know it. As Star Parker would say, still stuck on the plantation. So where are we, folks? We're back to business as usual for the Fed. 4 years of hell for the bureaucrats who hid out under Trump, the swamp rats who remained from the Obama administration, and they managed to hide out in the Trump administration and sabotage him from within. Decades of holdovers. These Obama legacy, along with the Obama legacy people. Bureaucrats, professional bureaucrats, unelected people that make decisions about your life, and they've been stuck in there for so long, they don't even know what life is in the private sector. They took out the greatest president in American history. I didn't think it was possible. And worse than that, they replaced him with an imbecile, a puppet. They believe they've stopped American greatness. And they wanted to do that. They didn't stop that because that resides in us, not Trump. But they did it all for fame and for fortune. They did it for power. Power-hungry people. Above the law. Anyway, D.C. was so corrupt, folks. Finding people you could trust was almost an impossibility. And that's what Trump ran into. He couldn't clean it up from the inside. That should scare you. It appears what you need is you need an insider with Trump's ability, with Trump savvy, somebody who knows who the real patriots are and can handpick them. But I don't think that person exists. I don't think there's anybody inside of government who has been in there going, I see how this works. See, that's what you do inside of an organization when you want to fix it. You go, this guy's always covering his butt. That lady over there pretends to work but doesn't. And in corporate America, you're forced to fix it because you can't have that kind of dead weight. You know, you got to produce a product. Government that we have today produces nothing but propaganda. We had 4 years where the government was producing truth. But we've had nothing but decades of propaganda. You need somebody to run this government who tricked other politicians into believing that he or she was with them when in fact that person is with the people. You think finding that person, you might as well go look for Sasquatch, the Yeti, and the Loch Ness Monster all at the same time and promise to bring back, you know, the goods. Because I don't think that person exists. These people fight their way, you know, from state legislator to state senator to congressman to senator or governor. And when they get there, the system has corrupted them. They owe so many people that it's impossible to be good. To really be somebody that says, I'm for the people. You owe too many favors. So, I don't want people feeling bad like, oh, we're never going to have this or that. Never say never. We didn't think we were going to ever get a Reagan. Somebody that could be better than Reagan. And we did. And you know what drove us to it? The same thing that drove us to Reagan, which was Carter and the Democrats' mishandling of foreign policy, got us Reagan. The same thing that drove us to Trump. Barack Obama's mishandling of foreign policy, Barack Obama's promises and delivering nothing, and nothing but empty air, massive debt. We're going to get it again. But how deep can we go, right? How deep of a hole can we dig? How much debt can this nation take on? When Trump leaves, we may very well be $28 to $30 trillion in debt. I would have never believed that we would add that. But the Democrats added, I don't know, at least $4 or $5 trillion so far. And they don't even have any plans of stopping. Forget the budget. They're like, what budget? Right now they're talking about adding $2 trillion more dollars of, quote, relief over the pandemic, the scamdemic. Another $2 trillion the moment Biden gets into office. How do you handle that? How do you absorb that? We're talking about the dollar being devalued. It will be. It could get rough. I was having a discussion about stocks with friends, and I'll update you at some point on what my thoughts are there.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.